Welcome to the Power of Proverbs. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you and the Lord of Glory to tell you a story that reveals the Father's heart for you. As you listen to today's reading of Proverbs, trust that the God who created you and knows you knows what you need to hear for today. Proverbs 20. A drunkard is obnoxious, loud, and argumentative. You're a fool to get intoxicated with strong drink. The rage of a king is like the roar of a lion. Do you really want to go and make him angry? A person of honor will put an argument to rest. Only the stupid want to pick a fight. If you're too lazy to plant seed, it's too bad when you have no harvest on which to feed. A man of deep understanding will give good advice, drawing it out from the well within. Many will tell you they're your loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly trustworthy? The lovers of God will walk in integrity, and their children are fortunate to have godly parents as their examples. A righteous king sits on his judgment seat. He scatters evil away from his kingdom by his wise discernment. Which one of us can truly say, "I am free from sin in my life, for my heart is clean and pure"? Mark it down. God hates it when you demonstrate a double standard, one for them and one for you. All children show that they're really like by how they act. You can discern their character, whether they are pure or perverse. Lovers of God have been given eyes to see and ears to hear from God. If you spend all your time sleeping, you'll grow poor. So wake up, sleepyhead. Don't sleep on the job. And then there will be plenty of food on your table. The buyer says, as he haggles over the price, "That's junk, it's worthless." Then he goes out and brags, "Look at the great bargain I got." You may have an abundance of wealth, piles of gold and jewels, but there is something of far greater worth, speaking revelation words of knowledge. Anyone stupid enough to guarantee a loan from a stranger deserves to have his property held as security. What you obtain dishonestly may seem sweet at first, but sooner or later you'll live to regret it. If you solicit good advice, then your plans will succeed. So don't charge into battle without wisdom, for wars are won by skillful strategy. A blabbermouth will reveal your secrets, so stay away from people who can't keep their mouths shut. If you despise your father or mother, your life will flicker out like a lamp, extinguished in the deepest darkness. If an inheritance is gained too early in life, it will not be blessed in the end. Don't ever say, "I'm going to get even with them," if it's the last thing I do. Wrap God's grace around your heart, and He will be the one to vindicate you. The Lord hates double standards. That's hypocrisy at its worst. It is the Lord who directs your life, for each step you take is ordained by God to bring you closer to your destiny. So much of your life, then, remains a mystery. Be careful in making a rash promise before God, or you may be trapped by your vow and live to regret it. A wise king is able to discern corruption and remove wickedness from his kingdom. The spirit God breathed into man is like a living lamp, a shining light, searching into the innermost chamber of our being. Good leadership is built on love and truth. For kindness and integrity are what keep leaders in their position of trust. We admire the young for their strength and beauty, but the dignity of the old is their wisdom. When you are punished severely, you learn your lesson well, for painful experiences do wonders to change your life. The power of Proverbs is not just about hearing God's word, but applying His word to our lives. If you're interested in exploring today's word and going deeper, higher, and wider so that you can understand how to apply it to your life, then tap into our Take 10 podcast for insights for increasing the kingdom of heaven in your life. And remember, wisdom works if you work it. To learn more about our sponsors, go to our website, thefathersheartforyou.com. That's thefathersheart in lowercase with a number 4 and a capital U.com.